Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. Today it's time to talk about the Rougarou, voodoo, and tales of arena football in the state of Louisiana. From 2001 through 2010, the Bossier-Shreveport Battle Wings of the now-defunct Arena Football League played in Bossier City's CenturyTel Arena, which is now known as the Berkshire Grocery Arena. After the AF2 League folded, the team's owner moved them to the Crescent City in New Orleans in 2011, and the rebranded New Orleans Voodoo played for a few more years until that team and the league folded. The Shreveport market has gone without an indoor professional football league team since 2010. But coming in March, beware the new Shreveport Rougarou of the National Arena League. Just what is a Rougarou? Although the Shreveport indoor football team has added an X to the spelling of that legendary word to give it a little bit more updated Louisiana vibe, the locals are curious about the team's new nickname. Keith Carter, one of those team owners, gave an explanation at the team's initial press conference last week in Shreveport. He said, quote, "A Rougarou is that mystical Louisiana creature that grandparents and parents told their kids about. You better get in bed or the Rougarou is going to get you. The Rougarou was taking all the blame for the dead cattle in our pastures. It's half man, half werewolf, and feeds on cattle. And the Shreveport Rougarou loves to eat beef." Perhaps that might send a shiver up the bovine spine of the 2024 National Arena Championship team, the Omaha Beef. Pass the steak sauce, please. Well, it all sounds like a lot of fun until you start to add up the cost of running that football team. The problem with many minor league sports teams is the lack of long-term capitalization of the franchise. Deep pockets are needed to start and then sustain most new businesses, especially sports franchises. For a football team, the ownership group has got to be able to outfit the players with uniforms and then make payroll for preseason practices and the three-month arena football season, which goes from March through June. Before you sign those players, you need some uniforms, and those are not cheap. A helmet can run you $500 or more, shoulder pads up to $300, a jersey up to $200, pants about $100, socks even up to $20, and shoes about $100. That's going to add to about $1,200 per player. Now, with 25 players on the roster of most arena football teams, the initial outlay of about $30,000 is going to be needed just to dress out the team. The pay for arena football caliber players varies, but most franchises I've been able to find are paying about $1,000 per game per player during the season. The team ownership has got to be able to cover this $25,000 weekly payroll for at least a three-month season. Those 12 weeks of payroll cost will run you $300,000 just for the players' payroll alone. You've got team coaches and a trainer, administrative staff. Even if they're all lean, they've got to be paid. Let's conservatively add at least another $100,000 for that, and now you're approaching $500,000 in year number one alone. And don't forget the cost of operating your facility. You know, there's a concrete floor on the bottom of every indoor coliseum. And if the facility wants to host a football game, a wooden floor must be overlaid. That's an expensive proposition to purchase the wood and then assemble and disassemble the pieces prior to playing a game at any facility. If the indoor facility is also used by a hockey team, the bottom of the arena is filled with ice, and it must be carefully managed and maintained throughout the season. In the case of the Shreveport Rougarou, the team intends to play at Hirsch Coliseum, which was built in 1954 on the Louisiana State Fairgrounds. That arena currently houses the Shreveport Mudbugs semi-pro hockey franchise. The new indoor football team has apparently cut a deal, working with the Mudbugs hockey team to share Hirsch Coliseum. This means that wood flooring and some type of protective shield is going to be needed between the ice and the overlaid football field, which somebody's going to have to pay for. In addition to adding the goalpost at both ends of the arena, don't forget the cost of insurance and security and other stadium personnel required too. That's going to require a lot of money from the startup cost and those weekly recurring operating expenses during the season. The chance to earn a profit, though, is still possible. The ticket prices for the Shreveport-Rougarou games will top out at $30, with $25 and $20 tickets also available. So let's assume that the new team averages $25 per ticket and 3,000 paying customers for each of the five home games next spring. Each game's ticket revenue would bring in $75,000 for the week and $375,000 for five games over the regular season. If we sprinkle in, let's say, another $125,000 in profits from the sale of team merchandise and concessions, you're up to $500,000 in potential revenue to be able to cover the initial and weekly operating cost in year number one. Is that going to be enough? Shreveport's going to find out next spring. But there are some dangers ahead, and some arena football leagues themselves are struggling to survive. Even if the Shreveport-Rougarou football team is enthusiastically embraced by the community next year in 2025, there must still be other viable franchises for the team to play football against. After reviewing the arena football landscape nationwide over the last 12 months, let's just say the word volatile comes to mind. Remember the original Arena Football League from about 25 years ago? Well, they filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy in 2019. A few years later, in 2023, a Canadian group bought the rights to the name Arena Football League. The group then announced a 16-team reconstituted Arena Football League would start playing this spring in 2024. And now let's tell you the scary tale of the Louisiana Voodoo circa 2024. This newly reborn Arena Football League wanted to place a franchise in the state of Louisiana. That's pretty smart. They initially tried to obtain a lease to play this spring in Bossier City at the Brookshire's Grocery Arena. But sorry, that was already booked. So the league then settled on Lake Charles, with games to be played at the Civic Center. After last fall's splashy public announcement in Lake Charles about how happy the team was coming to southwestern Louisiana, the team then pulled up stakes 1 week before the season started this spring. Yes, the Voodoo transported a spell, get it? Down I-10 east about 70 miles to Lafayette and played their first home game in UL Lafayette's Blackham Coliseum. The city of Lake Charles was understandably confused. The current management group for the Lake Charles Civic Center, ASM Global, revealed the Voodoo's credit, well, was here. Let's check out the ASM press release on this matter. Quote, "Working with the city of Lake Charles, ASM did everything in its power to make the inaugural season for the Louisiana Voodoo a reality for Lake Charles. The Arena Football League signed and agreed to lease terms that required the team to provide lease payments, insurance certificates, and other functions in connection with their use of Lake Charles Event Center. Ultimately, the Arena Football League did not pay their rent, nor did they provide a certificate of insurance as outlined in the executed agreement, leading to the contract's termination. After Louisiana Voodoo played their first game down the road in Lafayette, the team's ownership failed to cover the cost of operation of the arena there, too. A report would later surface that UL Lafayette was owed more than $30,000 for the arena's use for just that one game in Blackham Coliseum. An insurance certificate provided to UL Lafayette prior to that game listed the Minnesota Myth, yes, M-Y-T-H, the Minnesota Myth, another AFL team, as the insuring party. The Minnesota AFL franchise, though, would later cite a lack of adequate funding as the primary reason for their non-payment. And to the surprise of absolutely no one, both Arena Football League teams in Minnesota and the Louisiana Voodoo folded shortly thereafter. Let's now take a closer look at the National Arena League, home for the Shreveport-Rougarou. On Tuesday of this week, the National Arena League welcomed yet another team. The Amarillo Dusters, which I think is a terrific nickname, have just become the 11th team expected to play football in 2025. Amarillo, much like Bossier City and Shreveport, successfully supported an arena football league going back a few decades. Amarillo's most recent arena league team carry the name of Venom. After ending play during the COVID-19 season in 2020, the Amarillo Venom was supposed to start up play again this spring in the newly reincarnated Arena Football League. Unfortunately, the Amarillo Venom bit the dust prior to even playing a down of football this year. But the former owner recently sold the franchise, and the newly reorganized Amarillo Dusters are now going to try to return next spring in 2025 and compete in the same league with Shreveport. The recent history of the National Arena League shows constant change, though. The National Arena League's first season came in 2017, and none of those teams still remain. However, the Carolina Cobras have at least been a constant presence in the league since year number two in 2018. This spring in 2024, the league fielded just six teams. In July, the National Arena League has announced a merger with the American Arena League. Teams from that league are going to enter the National Arena League in 2025, and they'll be the Columbus, Georgia Lions, the Corpus Christi Tritons, the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania Stampede, and the Wheeling, West Virginia Miners. In the 7 years of the National Arena League, there have now been 18 franchises which have come and gone, folded. There were another 10 teams which were announced by the league which never even got to play a game prior to waving the white flag before their first year. So, Shreveport, enjoy the arena football games while you can. Hopefully the owners of the new Shreveport Rougarou team in the National Arena League will have adequate financing to get the team funded through the first year of operations in 2025. And if the team performs well at the gate next March, it could be the start of a long and happy relationship. Recent history, though, has not been kind to most arena football teams or even their leagues. So when thinking about the scary nature of the Arena Football League business, a familiar tune came to my mind. I've given thought to this. Here's that new ending that I think should help you stay positive the next year, Shreveport. As your team fights to stay alive, and the league may shake and quiver, Louisiana football fans may not resist some Rougarou on the griller. I'm Swamp Swami.